The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. Well, I tell you, that theme song gets you something. Pumped up, a headache, I don't know. Anyways, welcome everybody to Rant Entertainment Media's coverage of WWE Elimination Chamber. Not only is it the final stop in terms of pay-per-view on the road to WrestleMania, but it's also the final pay-per-view before the launch of the WWE Network. Big night for not only the WWE, big night for sports entertainment, the wrestling business, and of course, this network, and we're going to talk about all that in just a little bit. Double A, as always, here bringing you the what I feel is stellar, you know, up-to-the-minute news and information regarding this pay-per-view, being joined by Tony C, Surfer, and Rage. And by the way, I don't know if he did it on the call-in show, Tony C's on Skype.
Finally.
Is this true?
Oh, that should be worth celebrating.
He's halfway in the 21st century.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm catching up. I'm catching up, trying.
Oh, do you hear that voice? Do you hear how clear that sounds?
Yeah, man. You sound sexy normally. You really sound sexy. I need to change.
Ow!
Oh, man.
That sounds lovely.
Oh, man. I guess.
You sound much younger than I thought you were.
You got this southern drawl and everything. It's like, yeah, I'm just levering hard.
You sound 37 instead of 47.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to cover, of course. Big things going on right now. Lots of things going on, and we're gonna let me address the programming situation here on the network for the next couple days. Obviously, right now you're listening to the coverage of Elimination Chamber. Fine. Tomorrow night at 11:05 or a couple minutes before or a couple of minutes after, the Rant will be on the air live immediately following Monday Night Raw for the launch of the WWE Network. Now, the network opens up for business at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, but the actual launch is following Raw. Two different things. You're going to be able to explore the network at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. But
You're going to watch the old stuff.
The on-demand stuff and whatever they happen to be streaming in the morning. The actual launch and with new programming starts Monday night right after Raw. And we'll be on the air live when that happens. That's going to be tomorrow. Then on Tuesday, we'll be on the air for a normal episode of The Rant at 8 o'clock Eastern, and we will recap not only the week of wrestling, Monday Night Raw, because there's a lot of news to cover, and we're not going to rehash some of the things that will happen tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. If you've been living under a rock, which some of you sometimes tend to do, Hulk Hogan will be on Raw tomorrow night. It's already been confirmed. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about Big Daddy V. We'll talk about all those things Tuesday night on The Rant. Tomorrow night will be simply the WWE Network. But tonight, it's Elimination Chamber. And I tell you, it felt good that for the final time, I clicked the buy button on my remote.
Final time.
For the final time. And,
how much are pay-per-views? Well, now they're like,
$55.
What? Really?
Yes.
Why the sudden, why the rise? I mean, I,
they've been 55 for many years.
$45.
They've been 55 for many years. I don't know what's the sudden rise.
No, no.
Well, not you know, that I remember. It's called inflation and greed. And
I remember the last time I ordered a paper, like a regular pay-per-view.
The cost of paying the New Age Outlaws.
It was at least $45.
And when, how long ago was that?
I want to say like a year or two ago.
No. Pay-per-views have been $55 for at least 3 years.
You, that was a TNA pay-per-view you ordered.
No, that wasn't a TNA pay-per-view. Oh, was it?
Bound for Glory.
I ordered Money in the Bank, now that I remember, yeah.
Well, so we've got a lot to talk about. Boy, what is wrong with the... I don't know, I'm going in the chat room.
He wants me to change my avatar, it says he's giving him a seizure. So
oh, yeah, it's flashy.
It.
I would change it. That is a little ravish. I would change it.
All right, I'm changing it.
Anyways. So, it's the pay-per-view of... this is going to be an interesting night. Not only will we be inundated with WWE Network promotions, because there was a lack thereof Monday night on Raw. Tonight, be prepared, the pay-per-view is going to be saturated.
Even more saturated than it was with WWE 2K14?
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm trying to get this WWE app to work. And it's nothing on my screen. Like, it's just, I'm just seeing sparkles. It's like,
I don't know.
Can I watch the pre-show on my app?
You should be able to.
So, it's like, why don't I see anything?
I don't know. Maybe there's an issue with the app.
It doesn't start until 7:30.
Let me see. I'm going to open up the WWE app on my iPad.
This is a lifestyle change I've decided to go with.
Yeah, but...
You talking about me, surfer. You just got the WWE app.
Well, you know, it was hard. All those weeks, months, they was telling me how to do it. I was just afraid.
And that's even, how it was with me and Skype.
Mine works.
No, Skype is easy. WWE app, that's a different story.
Mine's working, so I don't know.
So what do you see?
I see the Elimination Chamber card.
Yeah, I see.
Does Lex really have a bunch of characters on his avatar?
Yes,
doing
he
the
does.
Yes chant? Really?
Yes, he does.
Really? Is he?
Really?
Yes. Well, listen. So let's talk about.
Okay, I see it now.
What's going on here tonight?
You won't be doing that by the end of the night. I bet you that.
Number one, if you're joining us for coverage, of course, stay in the chat room during the pay-per-view and chat with us. And don't forget, we'll be on the air at 11 p.m. with a post-show recapping everything that went down, and we'll take your calls. If you're on the go and you need match results as they happen, make sure you follow us on Twitter at RantEMRadio, and we'll be tweeting match results as they happen. So, with that said, let's get to some breaking news that came off the wire earlier today, that it's being reported that WWE is toying with the idea of pulling Christian out of the Elimination Chamber match.
I knew it.
Now,
I knew it.
Many people would speculate that the person that would get that spot would be Brock Lesnar. However, Brock Lesnar will not be in the Elimination Chamber, so therefore you don't have to worry about that.
If they do that, the next logical choice would be Kane.
That would be, yes. Now, you could also say that there could be something going on in the in the terms of WWE playing us, and maybe there could be a surprise entrant.
But if that's the case, then why now? Like why play with this idea now.
Why not? It's been done in the past, and it would be a great,
you're like
great sell. It'd be
like,
a great sell for WrestleMania.
I mean,
you're like a few hours away from the match itself. I mean, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Kofi got
that match
knocked out of Elimination Chamber one.
Started until about 10, 15.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If we're waiting for the final participant, and it's silence, and then we hear, I'm telling you, the building will go crazy. So,
whose music is that? Doesn't sound familiar to me.
Anyways. So I don't know what's going to happen. We just have to see what's going to happen. I mean, it's going to be an interesting
night. With you saying that, Double A, that match is going to have so much, as Surfer would say, shenanigans.
It'll have a lot of shenanigans. But you know what? Cesaro is going to be the dark horse.
It already had the possibility of having a lot of shenanigans. Now with this.
Mm. Well, we'll see. Like I said, it's just a report.
Okay? Yeah, if the Wyatts end up in that cage somehow,
you know they are.
Like
they want
in that truck.
I'm not expecting that. I don't think they're going to be in that. No,
they got into an inferno match with the fire on that.
All right, so let's get. So let's get to it, I think, because got a lot to talk about.
And again, Sunday.
Here we go. Let's kick things off with the kickoff match. The Brothers Rhodes, Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus Rybacksel. Ryback and Curtis Axel.
Can I sue them for taking that from me? I came up with that on his network.
Sure, you can... You know, you want to sue WWE for?
I seek litigation.
You want to sue them for gimmick infringement?
Yep, for the rights to ride back. So.
Trademark infringement, you know.
Trademark infringement. Yep.
Now this is an easy tell. Cody Rhodes and now look, we can speculate all we want about what's going to happen, but all arrows point at Rybacksel winning the match.
Yes. Yep. That because we know where the Rhodes ended. The Rhodes brothers are going to end up. So
right. They can deny all they want that they're not going to have a match at WrestleMania, which they have been. But if they're going to break them up, now's the time to do it. You know. So
Rage, you believe they're going to have a match at? At Mania,
who the Rhodes brothers?
Yeah,
it looks like it.
Yeah.
So okay, so we all are in agreement with Curtis Axel and Ryback taking this match. All right.
Yeah.
Darren Young versus Titus O'Neil.
How is this not the pre-show match?
Because this is what we call
Black History Month.
That, and this is what we call a match that nobody cares about being on the pay-per-view like they used to do in the old days. Because we remember growing up when there was the main event on Sundays prior to the pay-per-view. You had good matches on the main event, and then the first match on the pay-per-view would be some shitty match. Or the same goes for matches that happened on Sunday Night Heat. The opening match on the pay-per-view
Sunday night
would be, you know, would be garbage. So, mm-hmm.
Yep.
But Darren Young versus Titus O'Neil. Toadie C, who do you think? I know that you were hashtagging
I'm gonna go.
Black John Cena all weekend. So
I'm gonna go with the underdog. I'm gonna say the Black John Cena.
You're gonna go with the Black John Cena. Yeah. What about you, yep. Surfer?
Yeah, I think No Days Off is going to win, but I'm going to root for Titus O'Neil.
Why?
Really?
Because
it's loud, makes a lot of noise.
It's standard that when there's a breakup, the face got to get his revenge in the heel. But if the heel comes out on top, that just will elevate the Barking Man even further, because he's gonna lose lose to him tomorrow night or whatever. So,
Rage.
In the words of JBL, it's a toss up. Meaning, I don't really care. So, if I'm gonna
hashtag Black Johnson.
Oh God! If I'm gonna pick a winner, I'm just gonna say Titus. I don't even care.
Then why are you on this pre-show?
Oh, I am. You making it sound like I don't care about the whole pay-per-view. I don't care about this one particular match.
See, a real fan cares about every match.
A real fan knows what's shit and what's not shit.
This obviously, shit. You're not a real fan because you watch a lot
yes,
of
I
shit.
I am a real fan.
You watch TNA for the past 5 years.
What's the... Okay. All right. Just because I watch TNA doesn't make me a real fan.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's real funny.
Anyways, yeah, I'm going with the Black John Cena on this one as well. We're going to get that hashtag before the end of the night. But then again,
that's right.
I don't think the people in Minneapolis have that much personality to catch on. So,
nope.
Here you go, bashing Minneapolis. What's your beef with them now?
Have you ever met anybody with personality from Minneapolis?
I've never met anyone from Minneapolis.
Prince.
Minneapolis.
Shut up. Minneapolis.
Oh my God. See, now I'm twisted up. Now I'm all twisted. Whatever.
It's Minneapolis. Okay?
Live from Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
No, I haven't met anyone from the good city of Minneapolis.
The only person with personality is Jesse Ventura and Prince. And Prince is debatable.
Mars Day. Don't forget Mars Day.
Yeah, Jimmy Jam.
All right, well, still.
I'm going with Titus. There you go. Gave you going with Titus.
You know, Vern is from Minneapolis. I mean, that doesn't make that doesn't mean anything. Anyways, you're going with
Kurt Hennig from Minneapolis.
Kurt Hennig. Okay, that's acceptable. Anyways, let's see here.
Is this the last time they're going to be in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
For a while?
Maybe. You know, I hope so. You know, they.
Maybe they
WWE had, you know what? JBL's got a good point. Why the hell does WWE book pay-per-views and events in cold weather states? Like, they're in Minneapolis today. And
what's wrong with that? It's not the Super Bowl. What's wrong
with
that?
Wait a minute. Hold it. Like, right now in Minneapolis, everything is shut down. I think there's no school tomorrow and a whole bunch of things because of the snow and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would WWE tour that area instead of just touring it in the summer?
Because
what?
Because you just said.
Well, what if something happens and they can't get flights out?
Yeah, what if there was no Elimination Chamber tonight?
Okay, here's the thing. You just said
beware of the dog.
Schools are going to be shut down tomorrow, right?
Right.
There you go. Kids are going to be out.
Because of the weather, you goofball.
It wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. Look, the kids are going to be out anyway, so... And since we know WWE's targeted demographic, more money for them.
You obviously didn't understand what I'm trying to... What point I'm
he's
trying to
a,
make.
He's not a business. I'm person.
So it's not possible for WWE to get snowed in.
Not in this particular moment, no.
How do you know that? How could you be certain?
Because there's no snowing. Because it's not snowing. They're fine. They don't have nothing to worry about.
Are you tuned into the Minneapolis weather?
Doesn't matter. Nothing's going on.
You still don't get my point, Rage.
I'm getting your point. I get what you're trying to
no,
say.
No, you don't.
Otherwise, you wouldn't what? Argue that.
Give me a minute. I'm going to look up the weather. Give me a minute.
For Jesus Christ. It's not the point about what the weather is now, Rage. The point is, why would they tour that area of the country or cold weather states in the winter and risk something happening?
They'll be fine.
Getting snowed in.
They'll be fine.
I want to, Rage, when you get snowed in, when you go to a WWE event and you get snowed in, let's have this conversation again.
Well, I would love to have, I wouldn't mind being snowed in at a WWE event. I wouldn't
Not
mind.
Not at a WWE event. You'd be snowed in so you couldn't go to one.
Oh, so I couldn't go to one. I wouldn't mind that either.
Oh, well, then you're, I don't know, Rage, then your common sense is,
brain damage.
Shut up, Surfer.
Anyways. Jesus. Intercontinental title will be on the line. The champion, Big E, not Biggie, but Big E, will defend against the former Intercontinental champion, Jack Swagger. Tony C, Biff Tannen, or Big E? Well, we'll go to Tony C in just a second. What about you, Surfer?
I'm going with Big E.
You're going with Big E? All right. Tony C, you're back. What about you?
Big E for me.
Big E, Rage.
Oh, God. Give me Jack.
Jack Swagger, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Big E on this one, but, yeah, I'm going with Big E because they speculated something might happen tomorrow night on Raw with a championship. They didn't specify what.
Hopefully they unify.
But there's going to be something that happens with a championship tomorrow night on Raw. Let's see. The WWE Tag Team Champions of the World, the New Age Outlaws, defend against the Usos. Tony C, he going with Jimmy and Jay or Billy and Jay or Billy and Jesse?
Billy and Chuck, what, huh?
I was about to say Billy and Chuck. But Billy and Jesse
Tag Team for
Billy and Jesse.
We're going to go with the New Age Outlaws.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to go.
They're going to get a Mania payday. They're going to get a Mania payday.
Oh, no, that part I'm not going to deny you. I'm not going to debate you on. But do you think they're going to make it out of the pay-per-view tonight? They're going to make it out of Minneapolis, the tag team champions?
Minneapolis, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're going to have a rematch. At they'll probably win by, like, DQ or something.
Surfer?
I'm going with the Outlaws. I think they're going to stretch out this feud.
Yes. It's better to have the Usos go over the Mania.
I don't know, man. I think if they're able to retain at Mania, it would be a better showing.
Really?
I think so. In the sense, of if they rematched the New Age Outlaws, yeah. But do you now take this into consideration? Do you honestly think there's enough gas to stretch that feud out 7 weeks?
No.
If you do like another number one contenders match between, you know, a couple tag teams or maybe four tag teams later down the road, or like a tag team tournament or something where it gets back to the Usos.
Why would you make them earn their shot again? For like the third time.
They lost.
That doesn't seem fair to me.
You gotta chase it. Back in the day, man, do you know how many hoops you had to jump through to get a title?
I mean, you had to be the U.S. Tag Team Champions first. Anyways, that's going back 20-something years. But anyways, Surfer.
Yes.
Who do you think?
I thought I answered that already.
Oh, you did? New Age Outlaws, you said?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. What about you?
I would be happy if the Usos won, but... I just think that they want to drag this out a bit, and I think this is gonna be the shenanigan match.
I don't think so.
I mean, there's gonna be other shenanigans, but this is gonna be the shenanigan match that's gonna make it be like, oh, we got to give them another match.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Double A has that Uso feeling tonight.
I do.
And it sounds like he wants the Usos to win. He's ready for the Outlaws to go away.
No, it's not that I want the Outlaws to go away. It's just...
Hey, that's the other thing. Like, okay, when the Outlaws back, what do you think they would stretch them out to beat it until WrestleMania?
Yeah, but...
Maybe a little bit beyond?
Yeah, but they can be there just being the heelish tag team trying to regain those titles, and they just can't. They can't beat the younger team. And
I'm saying, once okay, if they lose tonight and then lose again at WrestleMania, then they're done. If you want to stretch them a little bit past WrestleMania, you would have what's the one after WrestleMania? That's where they would try to get their belt.
Extreme Rules.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. What about you, Rage?
There is no reason why the Usos should not walk out of this pay-per-view, not with those belts. There's no reason.
Oh my God, Ray! You couldn't have grew up in like the late mid '80s.
Why keep from the belts anymore?
You think just because someone is a team or a wrestler
does certain things, you're telling me that you're gonna keep them?
That doesn't mean they should have a belt, man. That's one thing about the wrestling industry. Just because you think and you feel and you think they've done enough, don't mean they're supposed to have the titles. It really happens like that. Am I lying, fellas? Surfing? Double A?
He's not lying. I'm not debating that it's correct.
Look, I'm just
in the sense of the current circumstances, I should say.
Yeah, it happens in circumstance, but it's a rarity. You have to climb the mountain a whole bunch of time.
I'm going with the Usos tonight. I'm just going with the Usos.
No reason why they shouldn't leave.
I think we all would be happy if the Usos won.
I think they're going to
win. It's about time they get it.
Well, wait a minute. I think they're going to win, and I think tonight's not going to be their match where they will be solidified as the tag team of the face of the tag team division. It's going to be their match that they have at WrestleMania. That's my opinion. I think if they have the rematch against the New Age Outlaws at WrestleMania, then they'll get that stamp. Boom. You know? So, we'll have to see what happens. The pre-show is gearing up here in just a second. They're coming to you from the Target Center in
Tarjay Center.
It's at the Tarjay Center in Minneapolis.
God, all this bashing in Minneapolis.
Rage. Okay, Rage. Let's breathe tonight, okay? If you don't get your way, if you don't get your wish, it's gonna be okay, man.
Exactly.
What, they don't win?
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick.
If they don't win, this pay-per-view doesn't mean a damn thing. Yes, I'm riding that train. They should get it. It's about time they got it.
But you have why no logical them,
why hold them
reason
from it
any more
like longer?
That.
Why hold them from it any more longer?
You act like the Usos are 80 years old and they're gonna drop dead
Usos
tomorrow.
Usos aren't. They're not 80 years old, but they're young.
You gotta put the belt on them now.
Yes,
that's all the more reason.
We need to put the belt on them now before the New Age. You know, I ain't gonna piss double.
We're gonna take a little two second break from Elimination Chamber here, and just talk about one thing that came off the wire about 30 minutes ago. And this just shows you that things are not right in Dixieland.
Willow got hit by a car.
The Wolves have defeated Bromans at a live event to become the World Tag Team Champions.
Excuse me?
The match happened at a live event and not on TV.
That doesn't even make sense.
That makes no sense. Listen, I understand championship changes can happen at live events. I understand that.
They haven't even been there that long.
But these are a new tag team who, in all, for all intents and purposes, should be wrestling on television because their matches are of high quality, and the title change happened at a live event, and who knows if the rematch now will even take place on TV or on pay-per-view because they'll just pick up their feud and feud with somebody else. God.
Oh,
anyways, I gotta jet for a moment for a moment. So I'm gonna leave you guys.
Go and jet.
So
go and jet. So, anyways, eliminated the
take a step field. While you gone?
The pre-show is starting here. We've got this will be the final night you will see the WWE signature intro. I believe the logos will start changing tomorrow. I could be wrong, but supposedly with the launch of the network. Oh, the logo has changed. We've got breaking news. WWE. Oh no, wait a minute. I take that back. It said WWE Network presents Elimination Chamber. So I take that back. There we go.
Pastor said. TNA pulled a Bob Backlund and Kevin Nash. Yep.
That's fine and dandy. But at least they tell, you know, I don't know, man. It just makes no sense. Makes no sense to me. Anyways, let's see who's on this kickoff panel. I believe it was Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair.
And a mystery guest.
Well, we're going to find out right now who's on this panel. Oh, look at that. A new set. Mark Henry, The Miz, and Rey Mysterio. They got a brand new kickoff set. I believe this is going to be their pre-show set for the TV shows now.
Didn't Bret Hart win the title from Ric Flair at a live event?
But it was televised. It aired on Primetime Wrestling.
Yeah, it was live, but it was televised.
Look at that. The Miz got married yesterday, and he's happy. They debuted a kickoff set with him, and he's happy about that.
Oh, he's the third guy?
It's Mark Henry, The Miz, and Rey Mysterio.
Oh, gosh. That's the B team?
That'll be the B team. That's actually a very nice little set that they built for the kickoff. I'm impressed. I like it. It looks like a kite.
Miz is playing a role of I should be in this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And of course, Rick Ross and Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio, who can't talk, mumbles. Yeah. Whatever we're
gonna
call
and
him.
And Rey will probably get hurt going down the steps or something.
We have exclusive video from the Wolves apparently winning the tag team titles. Here's from Impact 365. Larry! Eddie Edwards with the pin on Jesse Godders. Actually, a big win. Earl Hebner with the count. Earl raising their hands, and you got new World Tag Team Champions in TNA. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Let me see, what other matches do we got to cover here? We've got one, two, three more matches still to cover. Rage and Surfer have stepped away for a second. I think I don't know. Rage probably went to go drop a deuce, and Surfer probably went to go contemplate if he needed to do one. So, so what are you looking? Yeah, what are you looking forward to tonight, there, Tony C?
I'm looking forward to the Chamber to see if all the Mania projected Mania matches, you know, start to come to
fall into play.
You know, yeah.
Do you think there's going to be a lot of tomfoolery?
Oh, yeah. For the first time, like, no one's ever had any tomfoolery really outside of Vince screwing Cena those two times. Uh-huh. That's about it.
All right, hashtag WWE Chamber, according to Renee Young. That's their new hashtag for tonight. So, whatever. They're reading our live tweets. How about that? I wish one of my tweets would scroll across WWE TV once, you know? Anyways.
We got to get this black John Cena movement going.
I know. There's Surfer.
He's showing off with their young legs.
Yeah, really. Anyways, let's return to our predictions here. Let's talk about Batista versus Alberto Del Rio.
Squash.
Yeah. 3 minutes. You guys want to do this an over-under?
You know how it's going to end up. I mean,
I'm calling
it's that one in.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You'd be better off asking how long we think this match is going to take.
Yeah, so we all are in agreement. Batista's going to win. Fine. How long do we think the match is going to take? Tony C.
I'm going 12 minutes.
12 minutes. 12. That's a long match in today's standards.
Well, you know, it should go long because Alberto can go.
Right.
But unfortunately, they're not going to use that. Alberto's going to have to carry this match if it's a match. If it's not just a straight-up beatdown, Alberto's going to have to carry the match.
I guess.
So what's your number?
Yeah, what's your number, Surfer?
Where is it in the car? Is it the...
Well, we don't know, but still. Even doesn't matter the positioning on the card. It really doesn't.
Let's see. Batista will probably get winded, so I'll give him 6 minutes.
3 minutes.
Damn. I'm saying three double A?
I'm going 3 minutes.
So we go 12, 6, 3?
Uh-huh. Pastor Zadell in the chat says it depends on where it's placed on the card. I don't think it matters, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because they can, if it's a short one, they can squeeze it in no matter where it's at.
Yeah. All right, and moving on here. In the match that I'm stamping as the match of the night, The Shield versus the Wyatt family. Tony C.
We're going with the Wyatts.
You're going with the Wyatts.
This will be the start of Roman Reigns breaking away. And this won't be the last time you see the Wyatts, I think.
I will agree with that. Surfer?
I'm going with the family. Dean Ambrose is taking the loss. He's the weak link.
I'm going with the family as well. I'm going with the breakup of the Shield in terms of Roman.
It won't happen tonight. The breakup. The biggest crap will happen tonight.
I think it's going to happen tonight. I think we're going to see the Wyatts get involved in the Elimination Chamber. And I speculate, I talked about this earlier in the show. Roman Reigns is your next U.S. champion.
Oh, you think they're going to go straight into a feud?
It'll happen tomorrow night on Raw. You'll get a new U.S. champion.
They're going to start building toward that.
Right. Yeah, I think Roman Reigns is going to take the U.S. belt.
And that'll be tomorrow night on Raw. That's my opinion. Zeb Coulter is now talking to both Cesaro and Swagger. And let's see if we can pipe in some audio here. Let's see what we got here.
Look, way ahead of me.
Inside the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, here we go.
Gentlemen, tonight will be the greatest night in real American history, but tomorrow will be even greater. Now imagine this. Cesaro, WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
That sounds great.
Jack Swagger, Intercontinental Champion.
Sounds really good.
But this represents a lot more than just you two gentlemen standing here. What it represents is a new opportunity for America. What it means is an opportunity to have one less illegal sneaking across our border. An opportunity for a lot more hellos and a lot less olas. And a stoppage to the robbing Peter to pay Pablo. Now, it's no secret that over the years, real Americans have had a lot stolen from them and taken from them. But tonight, we are going to be the ones doing the taking. So with that said, I want every real American in the sound of my voice to please rise. Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us,
we the people.
Yep. Well, and here comes JBL. The announcers are coming out to the ring as we speak. JBL doing the old two-step.
Yep.
A little soft shoe, a little two-stepping, you know. Oh, man.
Double A.
Yeah.
If Cesaro wins by chance, what would you compare his win to? Like, who over the years would you say?
If Cesaro won the Elimination Chamber?
If Cesaro won it. And it'd be a WCW or WWE/WWF.
I would have to go with... I'd have to think about that one.
Would you put
I'd have to go with probably maybe Bret beating Ric Flair.
Would you put it above or below Sheamus winning the belt?
I would put it above.
Yeah.
And in case you're wondering, yes, Tuesday night, we will be talking about Buff Bagwell becoming a gigolo. Okay?
Would you put it above DDP's first title? Winning that Stampede?
No. Not at all. Not at all. So, we'll have to wait and see. I would definitely be... That would definitely be like the mark-out moment of the last... 5 years.
Yeah, it would be different. I would have no issue with because he looks like a championship type guy.
Yeah. Now,
so you would go with him and Batista for your main event.
It would be very different, that's for sure.
No one could scream that the WWE, we're tired of the same thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get away from that stigma.
Yeah. Now, real quickly, let's talk about a couple of things that's going on here while we've got everybody's attention and before we give our predictions on the actual chamber match. Number one, stick around in the chat room, chat with us during the pay-per-view, and you'll be entertained because we have a lot of funny things to say. And, of course, if you want... to be a part of the post show, we're going to hit the air live at 11 o'clock, recapping everything that went down right here on Rant EM Radio. If you're on the go and you want match results as they happen, follow us on Twitter at Rant EM Radio. Now, reminder, tomorrow night, immediately following Monday Night Raw, The Rant will be on the air for a special one-hour episode during the launch of the WWE Network. Also, Tuesday night, we'll have a normal episode of The Rant at 8 o'clock, where we will talk about the week of wrestling, Monday Night Raw, the return of Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, news on both Big Daddy V, Jake the Snake Roberts, and of course the infamous news about Buff Bagwell becoming a gigolo. Thursday night, starting at 7:30 on Twitter, we will have coverage of NXT Arrival live as it happens. So if you want to get match results also as they happen, we will be bringing you live coverage on Twitter, only on Twitter, Thursday night beginning at 7:30 for NXT Arrival. So it's definitely going to be
TNA
no impact on Thursday night. So it's definitely going to be a busy week here on the network. And, of course, don't forget to listen to all the shows, including the Wrestling Call-In Show every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the U.K. It looks like Jerry Lawler has already opened the WWE Network. And look, he's watching SummerSlam.
You, these people are missing it.
I see the pre-show on my app. Oh my god.
Uh-oh. So yeah, it's very interesting. They're running through how the network actually works on the app. So anyways, it's time to get to your kickoff match here, but one more thing. Like I said, the Wrestling Call-In Show, 11 o'clock, live Saturday nights here on the network. The What Are You Reading comic book show returns to its normal time next Sunday at 6 p.m. And then, of course, starting Wednesday, March 5th, Turnbuckle Throwbacks goes live every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And the next time we will be bringing you pay-per-view coverage, not by me, but by somebody else, will be Sunday, March 9th for TNA Lockdown, live from Miami, Florida. I will not be there, but I will not be covering the event.
But who's going to be hosting these festivities?
We'll talk about that as we get closer. But one other thing. Tune into the post show. We will have news about WrestleMania weekend on this network during the post show. So, wow, the Jerry Lawler has the WWE Network on his iPad already. Oh my God. Rybacksel coming out with Larry the Axe Hennig.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course, they're in Minnesota.
They're in Minneapolis.
Grandpa,
right? Robbinsdale is right down the court, right down the road. I'm telling you.
Interesting.
Look at that. Referee John Cone calling for the bell as the match gets underway. It's going to be Goldust and Curtis Axel starting it. Number one trend worldwide is hashtag WWE Chamber right now. Larry the Axe Hennig looking like a snowman, pretty much.
I don't understand why Rob Baxter still don't have Paul Heyman with them.
They're dead weight. Don't you remember the promo?
Yeah.
I'd just like to say for the record that
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, why did they just decide to...
I'll be shocked if Randy Orton doesn't come out with that belt tonight. I'll be shocked.
Oh, we'll have to see.
You would be the only one that would be shocked.
Yes, I would, actually, yeah.
You think wrestling's real, I swear you
do. No, I don't. No, if he does, like, because, I mean, they've made him look very weak.
But why would it shock you?
Went into,
if he doesn't come out with that belt, why would it shock you?
Because, just from what I've been seeing lately, if you make him look weak enough, when you get to the pay-per-view and like for a title match, 9 times out of 10 they come out the winner.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, it would surprise me if he did not walk out with that belt under unforeseen circumstances.
Well, I know we're going to get to the prediction. So yeah, your prediction, what's the percentage you think of that Randy Orton is going to win? What's the percentage?
At the very least, it's 18%.
1 out of 5.
I'm at 20%. He's winning this.
Yeah. So
100%.
Look at that.
He's winning this. No doubt about it for you, right?
No doubt about it. He's winning this.
And see, that's why you set yourself up.
As much as I don't like it.
Goldust and Cody Rhodes with a senton to the outside onto Rybacksel as we go to the first commercial break during this match.
I'm not saying it would disappoint.
No. What I'm saying, if something happens outside of what you think, Ray, you get, oh, I can't believe. You just get so up in arms because you don't leave the door open for the swerve or whatever. You just think it's 100% going to happen.
Yes, I think he's coming out of this 100%. No doubt about it. I'm not saying I like it. I'm not saying I will like it. But that's what I'm expecting.
I'm not saying that for you. But you should also have in the back of your mind somewhere that, dang, maybe they'll put the belt on Daniel Bryan.
Even if they, even if they really do the thing with pulling out Christian and putting in Brock Lesnar, even if they do, I still think Randy Orton is going to win. And as for Daniel Bryan, I'm in full belief that he's going to get a match with either Kane or Triple H. Which I think he deserves way better. But
now we didn't have the volume up, but apparently there was a Curtis Axel chant during the match. So, anyways, but yes, we're going to get back to this match here in momentarily as they run down the methods of how you can watch the Elimination Chamber as Ryback is taking it to Goldust in his team's corner, taking the boots to the midsection there, to the, as Gordon Soley used to say, the solar plexus.
The favorite area of the body, baby.
That's the solar plexus. He gets no sun.
I don't know. That's just Gordon Soley's way of talking.
Gordon Soley, man.
Yeah. The man with the golden tan and the silver tongue. See, you just couldn't appreciate Gordon like we could have, Rage. Gordon was the man.
I'm not talking about Gordon. So, I know what you guys are talking about.
Gordon was the man. Ryback with the drop kick now on, a Curtis Axel drop kick to Goldust for the pin, 2 count, and Goldust kicking out of that. Into the corner, head goes into the turnbuckle, tags in Ryback, who is now going to do the double team. Ooh, elbow from Curtis Axel, and then the clothesline from Ryback. Goldust reeling here on this one, doesn't really know. He's being taken to the limit here by Ryback. Ryback with the stand-in suplex, as Gordon would say.
So, yeah,
I don't like. I never like suplex. I'd rather a suplex.
Can I ask everyone a question? Like, for the Elimination Chamber match, is anyone really expecting like any anything out of the norm?
Not really.
You just said it.
No, I'm just... I don't know.
Are you trolling?
No, I'm not, really. No, I'm not.
We've been saying it all week and weekend. Ray, okay, Ray, this is maybe your first chamber where you get multiple interference.
That's what I'm expecting. Are y'all expecting any interference?
Yes. We talked about that while you were taking it.
Lights
dunk.
Will go out and then people will be standing in the cage.
Yep.
And the lights come on.
I didn't take the garbage out. I had to restart
I didn't say take the garbage out. I said you went to go take a dump.
I didn't take a dump. I had to restart my computer.
It's okay, Rage. It happens to everybody.
Whatever you say.
Look at that. Goldust with the Hurricanrana on Ryback.
Ugh. He pulled out a John Cena move.
He pulled out a John Cena move. He pulled out a Mysterio move because that was right out of that was a Rey Mysterio Hurricanrana.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a Cena one.
Goldust dumped Ryback to the outside. Now Goldust trying to get to his tag team partner, his brother, his blood, Cody Rhodes, who's in the corner, calling for his brother to come and tag him into the match. That way he can, that way their team could get the upper hand. Ryback
get the
back
hot
in the ring.
Tag, what they tag. Call in the business.
There we go, a hot tag with Cody Rhodes, and now Curtis Axel taking the clotheslines from Cody. Harley race high knee to Curtis Axel. And now Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes with the moonsault onto Curtis Axel. 1, 2. Kick out on 2. Larry the Axe on the outside looking on in disbelief. Wants his grandson, of course, to be victorious tonight in his hometown of Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Uh-oh. Curtain call. Ryback pulling Cody Rhodes on the outside, but he hits the disaster kick on Ryback on the outside. Cody now running back into the ring and scaling. He jumps over the ropes. Axel hitting him with the power bomb. 1-2 kick out on two. Cody Rhodes barely kicking out. Larry the Axe Hennig looking like Santa Claus here on vacation. Perfect plex time. No, Cody Rhodes gets out and is going to hit. What the hell is that move called?
Crossroads.
Ryback pulling Goldust out, and Ryback goes crashing into the guardrail. And Cody Rhodes hits Crossroads on Curtis Axel. 1-2-3 Larry the Axe pissed on the outside that his grandson lost. Your winners, Goldust and Cody Rhodes.
0-4-1 tonight. Thank you.
Dude, I'm behind on both my app feed and my computer feed.
Oh,
man.
I'm way behind my
computer. Who's in the chamber before you? I know Double A closes out the show.
Now we're about to. Well, we're gonna close that real quick. The chamber. Let's go around the room. Who do we think is going to come out the victor tonight? Tony C?
I'm going Orton, top pick. If not Orton, Daniel Bryan.
Surfer.
Orton, Cena, Daniel Bryan.
Rage. Now's not the time to take a dump.
That's very unprofessional, Rage.
Jeez. Anyways, I'm going with Orton, clear and simple. Nobody else is going to win. That's just how it's going to be, whether you like it or not. Stick around in the chat room, people, because let me tell you, as soon as we get off the air, we're going to chat in the chat room, coverage on Twitter and Facebook at RantEM Radio. Join us at 11 o'clock for the post show, and we'll recap everything that went down. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a shocker. We don't know. Enjoy the night from Minneapolis. We'll see you in 3 hours' time. For Tony C, Rage, and Surfer, I'm Double A. We'll see ya. Bye.
Doomsday.